You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds here with William Hill. Marma Biram Diouf to score and Stoke to win is 8-1. Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win in the market at 3-1. Lee, Chelsea were arguably quite fortunate to win in midweek against Dynamo Kiev. They really need to string a set of results together now, don't they? Because Jose Mourinho, even though the crowd chanting his name on Wednesday night, they need to put together a good run of four, five, six wins in a row, just so the fears about his tenure at Chelsea begin to abate.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Chelsea fans love him, and so they should, really. You know, he won them the title last year. But I agree with you. I think just to shut the media up as much as anything, and not that he cares. I was looking to see if we had a market on where he'd watched the game from. I thought it'd be interesting. Yeah. Half suspect that he'll put one of those comedy kind of clown glasses and a big nose and one of those tashes on and just make his way into the ground somewhere. Wouldn't be a big surprise if he gets in, would it? Like some sort of goes to full hog and does the old Anton Deck thing where he puts prosthetics on and turns up as an old guy, just sat on there. Who's that guy there? He looks a bit like an old Jose Mourinho. Well,
given how sour he's been recently, he's halfway there, isn't he, to the old guy act, yeah. I think.
I suppose he could be sat in a Costa in a corner, couldn't he? You know, might be another option. As for the game, I don't know how much of an impact it'll have him not being there. Probably none, given all the stories about the unrest in the camp. They might really enjoy it. But yeah, 11-10 to win at Stoke, where they've got a reasonable record in recent seasons. But we've got some collateral form to go on here, haven't we? Because they only played each other a couple of weeks ago, and there were two strong teams, both having a right go. Actually, one of Chelsea's better performances, but couldn't stick the ball away, to get rid of Stoke, and ended up being knocked out on pens. Stoke look a big price at 11-4, given that result, although they didn't win it in the end. They were pretty close. One stat that I looked at here was Stoke at home, they averaged 10 shots per game at the Britannia, 3 on target per game, 0.4 shots per game in the 6-yard box, so they don't really get forward. A lot of their shots come from outside the area, and they're not. I don't think they're going to trouble Chelsea, where Chelsea have been found wanting most.
Okay,
and that's players bursting into the box, turning John Terry, and making life difficult for them. They seem to be a lot. Everything seems to be outside the area with Stoke. Now Chelsea aren't an awful lot better either. Away from home, 13 shots per game, which seems a lot. Only 3.6 per game on target. I can see this being a pretty low-scoring game, to be honest with you. I'm not convinced we're going to see a classic here. I think Stoke will be happy with a draw if it ends in a draw come full-time. And I don't think Chelsea will be that upset with that, because everyone knows that Stoke's a hard place to go. So I'm going to go right down the middle here, 21-10. I take it, I understand Stoke's a big price. I wouldn't put anyone off having a look at the draw no bet on Stoke if you wanted that. You know, Stoke plus a goal is 7-10 as well. But I'll just go for a straight draw, 21-10.
It's 13-8, by the way, if you fancy Stoke. Draw no bet in this match.
I'm not having that stat, by the way. How many shots in the 6-yard box? I mean, who has shot? If you're shooting from the 6-yard box, it's a goal anyway, isn't it?
You
mean,
no,
who has
shots
in the 6-yard box? Yeah, I agree with you, actually, Derek.
God, I mean, where'd you get these stats from?
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think it does tell you where they're having their shots from, though.
Yeah, but every team's like that. No, it's not as if you get a team who has, oh, look, 12 shots from inside the 6-yard box.
No, I think if you look at what the goals that Chelsea have been conceding, it's when they've been turned and when, all right, maybe, if we're talking literally in the 6-yard box, maybe...
You are talking literally in the 6-yard box.
But it's a similar... what we're saying is that the stats are outside the 18-yard box or not, basically, aren't they? So, what I'm saying is there's no one getting down the wing for Stoke, crossing the ball in with a kind of Giroud type finish.
So it doesn't matter if they're going to win this 11-4. It doesn't matter where they're going to keep from.
They didn't win the other week on a cold, dark night at the Britannia.
Yeah, it was a lead. They weren't interested. I mean, Chelsea were the only competition they could possibly win. I mean, 11-4 Stoke is ridiculous. This just Chelsea side are there to be taken apart. I mean, and by the way, lads, are you coming to around my way of thinking about Costa?
No.
I'm with you, Derek. Again.
He's a joke player.
He is absolute joke. I mean, one thing you say about Mourinho's going, he can't. I just cannot see how he can say it's sort of supporters are saying, well, who else could they get? You know, who's better out there? Who's worse out there at the moment? He's making the club a laughing stock. People are saying he's good at deflecting the spotlight away from his team when they're not doing too bad. But, he's good at deflecting the spotlight. The praise onto himself as well as the spotlight. I mean, that's, when they play well, it's all Marino's fault. When they play badly, it's all the players' fault. I mean, the guy is a clown. I'm not having him. Yeah, he's got the best CV in football. In fact, it's so good, he doesn't even need to tell lies. But he will be going. He will be going. I can't. And I'm pretty. You know what? Are we so, if they lose here at the Britannia, and I think they will, I think he'll be gone by Sunday night, because this is a team that's won the championship a few months ago, and they're in 15th place now. You know, how can you do that? If I was managing Chelsea this season, they wouldn't be that low. They wouldn't be. How can he keep the job?
Did you hear that caller that you may not have heard? It was on Five Live the other night, and this guy rang up, and he was making this argument about there should be, it was on Champions League night, that there should be a European league, and it's, you know, that, so you have your Bayern Munichs and your Man City's and Chelsea's and all the rest, you know, and Juventus and all the top teams in Europe playing each other on a weekly basis, the old European league thing. And he was a Chelsea fan, and the presenter said, "But Chelsea are 15th. And he went, "Yeah, we've just outgrown the Premier League." And he was serious.
Was he really?
He was serious. We've outgrown the Premier League. Like, we won it last year. Can't really bother anymore. Beneath us. Wow.
Yeah, that is Chelsea fans to a T. They're all wondering now who they're going to support next, with the results are going. If Marino does split from Chelsea, he'll only make one demand, I've heard, that he gets at least 50% of the publicity. I can't have to get. I used to love him, but he's just
I'm still adult, clinging on there.
Adult.
Hoping and that he turns it all around.
Stoke 11-4 must be backed.
One more thing about this, the timing of the game as well, Derek. 5:30 p.m. Remember when Chelsea went to Newcastle a few months ago, or a couple of months ago now, and that was a 5:30 kick off on a Saturday night, another ground where atmosphere that was shocking, and we've got our resident Stoke fan out in the office. He thinks it's going to be a similar scenario where Stoke swarm on Chelsea early on, but unlike Newcastle, they'll hang on to their lead and win the match.
William
Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.